Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator and host of this podcast. We are in season 23. I've been doing this podcast since 2018. I'm not new to this. I'm true to this. Okay? What's up? You see the title. That's what we're talking about today. The monetizing of peace. Shouts out to my nephew Deontay because we did have a conversation about this back in January. And we slightly talked about the monetizing of people's peace. And I said, I should make an episode about that. If we don't realize that we are giving up freely, people will start selling us what's already ours to have, okay? You not leaving your home that is peaceful, that's a plus, okay? But once you leave your home that's peaceful, it costs money, okay? It costs money to stay in your home. It costs money to leave your home, okay? Maybe the cost of a working day, it may cost you to stay in your home. The cost of your rent divided by 30 days, okay? So I already broke mine down, okay? So my stay here in my house is about $42 a day, plus electric, which is $2.70 per day, plus gas, which is $3.16 per day, plus food and toilet tissue. But touching your shit is free. Quiet free. Rest in bed, amazing, but it's going to cost you for the days that you took off that you didn't show up somewhere else to make the money to maintain it. And sometimes you have to risk a day's work for mental peace, for your body relaxing. Your body will talk to you and tell you, hey, I need to lay down. Hey, you're doing too much. But because of the life demand, a lot of us ignore it. So if you're looking to keep your peace and be consistent with your peace, look into meditating. Meditating will help. Listen to vinyl records. Work at home. Go for a walk. Take a random bubble bath. Cook something new. Rearrange some furniture and see things a new way. I do it all the time, sometimes all hours of the night. I want to say in the last 2 months, I rearranged my room twice. Because sometimes I'm in the mood for more light. Sometimes I'm in the mood for not watching movies on my projector. Sometimes I want more space around me. Sometimes I want to put the shears on my canopy bed. Sometimes I don't want the shears on my canopy bed and I just want them on my rod that's hanging over my window. Sometimes I be picky, okay? But it's all to figure out what's going to make me feel better. It's all to figure out what's going to make me relax more. Take a random bubble bath. Why? Because you can and you deserve it. Cook something new. There are all these things that you can do to refresh your life. You don't have to wait for a birthday. You don't have to wait for a new year. You don't have to wait for, your taxes to come in so you can treat yourself. Like, treat yourself. Leave something for you. You worked all week. Pay yourself first. There are so many ways that we can do things for our peace and we just ignore it and we just tell ourselves, oh, I don't need it or I don't deserve it. When was the last time you read a book that you liked? Do y'all know what a nap can do for your body in your 30s? Just having compassion for yourself is peaceful in itself. But a lot of us tell ourselves that we don't deserve a certain level of peace. A lot of us tell ourselves that we have to get to a certain amount of money before we can start relaxing and going to get body massages and going to different things that relax the body. You don't. There's no money amount that you have to reach in order to treat your body good. There is no money amount that you have to reach in order to buy healthier food. There is no money amount that you have to reach before you start lotioning that body instead of ignoring it and you wondering why you're so uncomfortable throughout the day. We have to be mindful about the power we give people to walk away with our shit. Let me say that again. Because it's mental it's physical, it's emotional, and it's spiritual. We have to be mindful of the power we give people to walk away with our shit. And when I say our shit, I'm talking about our peace of mind, our peace of being. Peace is what we all deserve as human beings. Respect it, respect yourself, and respect how your body works. We need rest, we need to regroup, we need to disengage, we need to re-engage with certain people. We need to reconfigure our people in our circle. We need to practice treating ourselves good so we know how to tell other people how to treat us. We need to make sure that we're avoiding conflict. We need to make sure that mentally, visually, and emotionally. I just wanted to let you know that I do appreciate you for listening to today's podcast. Indie podcasting isn't easy. It's not an easy thing to do. But if you remain consistent and you know what the purpose of your show is, it can be enjoyable. Trust me. And I may not have a network, but I do have a team. I have a pod fam. And it's just a group of collective podcasters that are in podcasting for different reasons. We all have different podcasts and we talk. We critique. We give feedback. We support each other. And that's good enough for me. And I support other creators that also podcast, not just me. Hence, Shambi Podden is my name. I support podcasters. On my page, you might find me repost other podcasters because I support people who have created something fresh, something new, a different approach that always doesn't have to be what the masses are doing. And I like to see them grow. And if I find something interesting, I like to clip it and I like to repost it so someone can be like, okay, let me check this out. Well, let me go see what this is about because I want to hear the whole episode. That's how I support. I let people know. I share links. Okay? So listening to today's show should leave you with better thoughts. Whether it was She Gets It Pod, Cozy Womb, Creator, So What Page We On Bid, The Real Relationship Rapport, Wear It Right With Shan, Call Me When You Get Off, which is Gigi's pod, Loud Mouth Stereo, which is discontinued but is still available. If you need more about what I do, try me at shambipodden.com. I appreciate you. On there, you can find books. You can find other things that I'm into, my media kit. You can also find all of the podcasts having their own pages, and Thick Grits and Pods, which is a monthly blog that I put collective thoughts on just to encourage podcasters, keep it fresh, and keep you goal-oriented throughout the seasons. But I appreciate you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm going to get back into it. I apologize for interrupting. All right. Emotionally, we're avoiding drama. We need to avoid pulling teeth in conversations. You need to know when someone doesn't want to talk to you. You need to know when someone doesn't want to give you their time. And you need to be okay with that. We need to measure out our kindness with other people better so people don't abuse it. Okay? Because you could be the kindest and the most giving person, but if repeatedly a person has shown you that they're not going to appreciate you and they're going to use you up, eventually you are no longer the victim. You are just not taking heed. Because if you say a prayer like I say a prayer where I say, please God, if there is anyone in my life or anything in my life that I do not need that is not going to do right by me and bring me happiness and peace and just knowledge that I need to be my best self, please remove them. If you cannot say that and keep the people around you, then who is holding them in your life? It's you. Who is not taking that step forward to be better? It's you. A lot of times we hold on to things that we should throw away. I didn't say people. I was being nice, but sometimes, you know, it might be people. A lot of times we hold on and we hoard people who have shown us that I'm trying to walk out your life. Why are you touching my shirt? I'm trying to leave. Why are you holding my keys? We have to stop hiding keys from people that need to go. Enjoy experiencing people that are in your life for the time frame that they are in your life. And when they are showing you through verbal, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual challenges that they don't want to be there anymore, you have to make space for them to know where all the exits are. You have to remind them, hey, I'm not holding you here. I appreciate that you want to be here. But the moment you feel like you do not want to be here and you do not want to respect me and you do not want to love me and you don't want to show up for yourself the way I think you should show up in a healthy way, please know that you can leave. If you cannot say that to the people that are around you, you have the wrong people around you, because my friends are about peace. There's no group chat that I sit in that I argue with people in negatively. There's no group chat that I sit in where I know those people do not appreciate me and they would just want to use me. There's no group chat that I sit in where it's just me talking about other people and how bad they're doing and how I want to laugh at the fact that their life is messed up. There's even the people I have children with, I do not wish negativity upon their life. But I do hope that they get to a point in life where they see what they need to do, they do it for themselves, so they can be a better person for their children. Because I'm a person that believes in two healthy, able parents, not just one. And for my child to be their best selves, I would rather both of us being able and mindful and at peace. Because when you're at peace, you give peace. When you're not miserable, you don't do miserable things. Peace isn't something we should trade for things. We can lose things, we can gain things, but peace is not something we should trade to experience people. That's a waste of energy. Okay? We have to be willing to share peace with other peaceful people. We were not made to be on the go 24 hours, which is why I feel like a lot of us are frustrated, tapping out. What's the new thing now? Crashing out. We are scrolling, talking, listening, eating, lifting, yelling, standing for hours. And then we think we should be able to walk into spaces with people that we want to be in our lives. And just like that, I'm at peace. That's not how peace works. Peace has to be cultivated. It has to be watered. It's like a plant. The more you nurture a space for peace, the more you'll have it, the bigger it'll grow. Okay? So all of the things in our world require balance and respect, especially you. So I'm telling you to choose peace, don't monetize it, okay? You don't always have to go outside and spend money in order to experience peace. Going outside and walking in your yard with your shoes off and it's freshly cut and it's clean, that's a level of peace. Being in your room for 15 minutes or 30 minutes before you get out of your bed and just sitting there and thinking and praying and listening to music, that's peace. Cleaning your house and just being in your house, creating, that's peace. Listening to music while you cook or you do something for other people in your house, that's peace. Talking to the people that you created life for is peace. Sometimes not having nothing to do is peace. Being able to pay for soap, pay for the water that runs in your house, have the appliances to clean your clothes and have clean clothes and wash those clothes and have somewhere to put those clothes away and have an iron and an ironing board to iron those clothes so when you leave the house you look like your best self is peace. But we're so busy looking at what other people drive, where other people live, where other people go, what other people buy, that we don't see what levels of peace we already have that we don't have to go chase. You don't have to pay a membership fee to go sit in a room full of strangers to sit on a mat and listen to sounds and instruments for an hour in order to have peace. You can cultivate that space at your home. You don't have to pay a gym membership to go work out and be healthy and sweat. You can cultivate spaces for that at your home. But we have a level of, I don't want to. Within us, we have a level of, oh, I want the easier route. We have a level of, ugh, I don't feel like working out. I don't like it. What's a quick meds or pill or injection that I could take so I can make this quicker? I think American people are too in love with the quick fix. And a quick fix has us long term with the results of us chasing the quick fix. There is no quick fix to peace. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle you choose. It's knowing you could act up, but you're not. You're choosing to do something else with your energy. Again, choose peace. Don't monetize it. My name is Shan. You can find me at shanbpotten.com, at shanbpotten on social media. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great day. And yeah, don't monetize that shit. Okay, I'm not selling it. Dope.